The Ebola outbreak kept the presidents of Liberia and Sierra Leone from attending the African Leader Summit going on now in Washington. They were among the 50 or so leaders from all around the continent invited to come rub shoulders with President Obama and other dignitaries. But there were a few African heads of state who were left off the invitation list. One of them was the president of Eritrea, Isaias Afwerki. The snub is a big topic of discussion in Washington's Eritrean community. Lauren Ober paid a visit.
On an oppressively humid D.C. day, an Eritrean cab driver sits in his taxi and stews. Nearly all of Africa's leaders were invited to the Africa Leaders Summit taking place now in the nation's capital, except his and three others, like Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe.
My president is not invited, and I am not happy about it. The policy of American government when it comes to Eritrea is totally wrong.
The cabbie doesn't want to give his name, but he's a self-described Eritrean nationalist and takes umbrage with the fact that his country was left out of these historic meetings.
They sanction us. They don't invite us. There are more worse leaders who are invited here.
But Eritrea has occasionally been called the North Korea of Africa. President Afwerki has been in power since 1993 when the tiny East African nation gained independence from Ethiopia. His regime has been accused of major human rights abuses, including forced labor and detainment without due process. Across the street from where the cab is parked, in the heart of Washington's Little Ethiopia neighborhood, is the Expo Restaurant and Nightclub. It's owned by an Eritrean businessman, and it's a place where expat Eritreans who oppose the Afwerki government can find community. One of the diners here says he's happy Afwerki was left off the list.
He shouldn't be invited anyway, because he's one of the bad leaders.
Tadase Alma has been in the U.S. for nearly 40 years, but he keeps a close eye on what happens back home. And he says it's not good.
There is no parliament. There is not one president here running the country for, you know, how long? 23 years. He can't do anything what he wants. That's not a country people they want to live.
It's unlikely Alma would find anyone to agree with him about that at the Eritrean Cultural and Civic Center a mile away. Here, state-run Eritrean TV plays on a big screen in the corner, and flags of the president's ruling party hang from the ceiling. Zacharias Berhe is a former organizer for that party. As such, he's an Afwerki supporter. But he's not fussed that the president's invite to the summit never arrived. He says it's because Eritreans aren't yes-men.
The reason why they didn't invite us, we are not yes sir. We don't believe on yes sir. We believe in our self-reliance. We don't believe in loans and all that. So the all African nations, they are dependent. They are parasites.
Unsurprisingly, Berhe thinks the African Leaders Summit is a joke.
All of them, they are corrupted. But they are invited here. So what is the use of inviting these idiots if they are not doing anything for their own people?
And this might be a place where all three Eritrean men can agree. All are skeptical that any progress can be made here.
My president is missing nothing because this meeting, a group of people, they will lecture to each other and they will go. All they do is they will eat special food here and go back.
And a fancy dinner, the cabbie says, isn't going to bring about change back home. For The World, I'm Lauren Ober, Washington.